I am Andrew Burton, editor of SearchDataBackup.com, and I'm here today with Jeff Bowles. Jeff is a senior analyst and director of validation services with the Tanasia Group. How's it going today, Jeff?
Hi, Andrew. Very good. Thanks for having me today.
So have you seen more interest in data deduplication among organizations that have deployed server virtualization? And if so, can you explain, you know, what's driving that interest and the benefits people might see from using dedupe in, when they're backing up virtual servers?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. There's lots of interest in virtual environments. In fact, there's in general, even greater interest in deduplicating technologies behind virtual servers than broadly across the market. And that's because there's so much redundant data in virtual server environments. Over time, we've become more disciplined as IT practitioners in how we deploy virtual servers, and we've done something that we should have, in fact, done a number of years ago in our general infrastructures, and that's better separate our kind of core OS data from our application data. And consequently, we see virtual environments that are following best practices today with these core OS images that contain most operating system files and configuration stuff. And they kind of separate that data out from the application and file data in their virtual environments. And there are so many virtual servers that use very similar golden image files, very similar core OS image files behind their virtual machines, that you have lots of redundant data across all those images, right? So if you start deduplicating across that pool, you get even better deduplication ratios, even with simple algorithms, than you do in a lot of non-virtualized production environments. So there can be lots of benefits for using deduplication in these virtual server environments just from a capacity utilization perspective.
Okay, great. And what kind of dedupe is typically being used in for this application? Do you see source dedupe or target, or does one have benefits over the other?
Sure. So that actually leads into the kind of the second half of this discussion, because there are some differences in deduplication technologies today, right? You can choose to apply it in two places, either at a backup target, generally behind the media server, or you can choose to apply it at the source through the use of technologies like Symantec's Pure Disk, Avamar, or some other of the virtualization specialized vendors out there today. And the source thing is actually, the source side application of dedupe is actually driving some more of the adoption today than it ever has before. You know, it's particularly useful in a virtual environment. And let me describe why. First, you have a lot of contention for I/O in a virtualization environment. And what you see when you start doing backup jobs there, generally when folks start virtualizing, we see them try to stick with the same approach, and that's with an in-guest backup agent that's doing it to that's backing up data to through an external media server to a target, following the same old backup catalog jobs, doing everything the same way as they were in physical environment. But you end up packing all that stuff into one piece of hardware that has all these VMs on it, so you're running a whole bunch of backup jobs across one piece of hardware. You get a whole lot of I/O contention, especially across LANs. And more so across LANs, obviously. But anytime you're going out to the network, you're getting quite a bit of I/O bottlenecking at that physical hardware layer. So the traditional backup approach ends up stretching out your backup windows, and it messes with your recovery time objectives, recovery point objectives, because everything's a little bit slower going through that piece of hardware. So source has some interesting applications there, because it can chunk all that data down into non-duplicate data before it comes off the VM. So you're pushing a whole lot less data out. Moreover, you can push it out more often. Almost all of these agent approaches, they're doing source-side deduplication, push out a fairly continuous stream of changes. You can back up much more often because there's less stuff to be pushed out. They're continually tracking changes in the background so that they know what the deltas are, so that they can minimize the amount of data that they're pushing out, hence the source-side deduplication, right? So you get with source-side deduplication a highly optimized backup stream for the virtual environment. You're pushing very little data from your VMs, so much less data through your physical hardware layer, and you don't have to deal with those I/O contention points, and consequently you can get much finer-grained RPOs, RTOs, and much smaller backup windows in a virtual environment.
Okay, sounds good. So does deduplication introduce any complications, you know, when you're using it in a virtual server environment? You know, what do people have to look out for?
So, you know, I talked about some of the differences between source side and target, and that, yes, when you're going into any environment with a guest level backup and pushing full strings of data out, you can end up stretching out your backup windows. But I think the other more often overlooked dimensions of deduplicating behind the virtual server environment is that you are dealing with lots of primary I/O that's pushed into one piece of hardware now in a virtual environment. And you may have many failures behind one server at any point in time. Consequently, you may be pulling a lot of backup streams off of a deduplicated target or out of a source-side system. And you may be trying to push that back on the disk or into a recovery environment very rapidly. Now, dedupe can have lots of benefits and capacity, but it may not be the single prong that you want to attack a recovery with, consequently, because you're doing lots of read from this deduplicated repository, and you're pulling it back to disk simultaneously in many different threads, maybe 20, 30, 40 VMs behind one piece of hardware, and you're likely not going to get the recovery window that you want, not the same recovery window that you could have gotten if you're pulling from multiple targets into multiple pieces of hardware, right? So think about diversifying your recovery approach for those bam, my virtual environment just went away incidents, and think about using more primary protection mechanisms. So don't rely just on backup, but think about doing things like snapshots, where you can fall back to the latest good snapshot in a much narrower time window. You obviously don't want to try to keep 30 days of snapshots around, but have something there you can fall back to if you've just deleted a virtual image, if you've blown something up, if you've had a bad update happen, whatever, because that may not be the type of accident you want to rely on pulling everything out of a deduped repository for, even though it has massive benefits for optimizing the capacity you're using in a backup layer.
Okay, and lastly, so last year, VMware released the vStorage APIs for data protection and some other APIs as well, and as a part of vSphere. Are you seeing any developments in dedupe, in the dedupe world, you know, sort of taking advantage of those APIs this year?
Sure, Andrew. You know, the vStorage APIs were actually where it started to get really interesting for backup technology in the virtual environment, as far as I'm concerned. You know, we were dealing with lots of crutches before then, but the vStorage APIs brought some interesting technology to the table. And they've had implications for all the deduping technology, but I think particularly interesting implications for source side as well, and it made source side more relevant. One of the biggest things the vStorage APIs was this use of change block tracking, this accessibility to change block tracking. You could tell what changed between different snapshots of a VM image. Consequently, it made this idea of using a proxy very useful inside the virtual environment, and source side has found some application there too. You could use a proxy with some source side technology so you can get the benefits of deduplicating inside this virtual environment after you've taken a snapshot, but only deduplicating the changed blocks that have happened since the last time you took a snapshot. So some of these vStorage API technologies have had massive implications in speeding the time data could be extracted from a virtual environment, because now you can recognize what data has changed between a given point in time, and you can kind of blend your source-side deduplication technologies with your primary virtual environment protection technologies and get the best of both worlds. As the problem with proxies before was that they were kind of a all-or-nothing approach. You used a snapshot, you came out through a proxy in the virtual environment through this kind of narrow bottleneck that would make you do a whole bunch of steps and cause some compromises in the way you're getting data out of your virtual environment. You could choose to go with source side or something instead, but had to run at this very guest-aware level, and you had lots of lots of different operations going on in your virtual environment. Now you can kind of blend with some of the vStorage API stuff, both approaches. You can use a snapshot, apply some source side against it, and get both rapid execution inside your virtual environment and a finer application of the deduplicating technology, still using source side, to this one kind of proxy pipe that's mounting up this snapshot image and then deduplicating stuff and pushing it out of the environment. So vStorage APIs have a lot of implications for deduplicating in the environment and blending deduplicated technology with higher performance approaches inside the virtual environment is the takeaway in a nutshell. And you should check with your vendors and the potential solutions that you might entertain acquiring out there in the marketplace to see how they've implemented those vStorage APIs in their products to speed the execution of backups and to speed the extraction of backups from your virtual environment.
Well, that's it for me. Thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with me, Jeff.
Thanks, Andrew. It's been great, as always.
Okay, and for more information about deduplication and other backup topics, please visit searchdatabackup.com.